Hello, my name is Marcos from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Who's this again?
My name is Marcos from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am registered to vote in Colorado, but I have no children, so I don't have any opinion on the schools.
Even if you do not have any children, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm registered as a voter.
Yeah, okay. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
How long is this survey? Because I really am not too interested. So.
I'm going to make it very brief. It will take less than 5 minutes.
I'm certain I'm going to vote.
Okay, first of all, considering general conditions like the economy, the quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
In the wrong direction.
What is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life?
Lower.
In general, how do you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
No comment.
How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that because I'm on the road and I can't.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and I'll repeat it to you once again. How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm not all familiar with how the schools are broke up.
And have you heard or read anything about the Blueprint APS?
No.
And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I think it's way too high.
And have you heard about, read about, or experienced the recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
I've read some about that, yes.
And while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? That you can afford and absorb this increase without any problems, that you can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our your budget requiring cutbacks on other spending, or that you cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, or does not apply to you, to the renter.
Well, I am a homeowner, and it definitely affects my budget, wherever that falls on your categories.
Okay. And as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact would this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
I think it at least helps pay for my property tax. So I'm going to say, I don't know how that falls into your thing.
Would you say a big positive impact or a small positive impact? Or
I would say a big positive impact.
Okay. If the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide all our students with high-quality educational facilities, repurposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, and adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services through the district. Would you vote yes or no?
I would vote no.
And also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, would fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings and to ensure access to upgraded technology and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
I would vote no on that.
And following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement, those against the these Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy ballots might make, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually? It is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since the big district that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I guess I'm trying to figure out if that's a yes or no question. I'm trying to, like, figure out. I don't know. Could you read it again? I don't understand
yes.
The question.
Would you agree on the following statement? Since our property taxes are so high already, going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. That statement, would you agree with it or disagree with it?
I would agree with that statement.
Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mill levy ballot issues might make. Rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. Continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanisms on classrooms doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Would that be a very strong reason to vote? Somewhat strong of a reason, a weak reason?
I'm gonna say anything to do with schools is a weak reason. They're already paid too much.
Yeah, okay.
Too much
and,
goes to schools already.
Yeah, okay. And providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners. Would that be a very strong reason, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason to vote?
Still a weak reason.
And with both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. Would you say very strong a reason to vote, somewhat a strong reason, or a weak reason?
It's a weak reason.
Yeah, okay. And this large bond and teacher pay mill levy come with no tax increase. Would that be a very strong reason to vote, somewhat of a strong reason to vote, or a weak reason?
It's still a weak reason.
Yeah, okay. And the best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in a good shape. Would that be a very strong reason to vote, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
It's a weak reason.
And the bond will fund a skills training program called P-Tech, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that includes specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships, so students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Would that be a very strong reason to vote, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
Weak.
Okay. Bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education. Would that be a very strong reason to vote, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
It's a weak reason.
And providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Would that be a very strong reason to vote, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
It's still weak.
And this investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community's public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. Would that be a very strong reason, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
It's still a weak. It's weak.
Yeah.
It's got to do with schools. They're already paid too much.
Okay. And many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like any home or property this old, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have a good learning environments. Would that be a very strong reason, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason to vote?
It's a weak reason.
Okay.
They should have prepared them when they had them.
Okay. And doing school renovations and replacements, making buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills, and reduces the district's carbon emissions footprints. Would that be a very strong reason to vote, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
Still weak. Everything
and,
to school's weak, so.
Okay.
I mean, schools just are bad. They just waste our money.
Okay. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools, the best school district in the state. It will help be the best school district in the state. Would that be a very strong reason, somewhat a strong reason?
It's weak.
Yeah, okay. Finally,
it should already be. They're paid plenty.
Yeah, okay. Finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure all the buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes or would you vote no?
Well, where are they going to get the money if they're not going to increase property tax?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes. That would be...
I wouldn't vote. I mean, it's no, because you aren't telling me where they're going to get the money. The only way they're going to get that money is if they increase property tax.
Okay. A $30 million mill levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase?
Vote no.
Okay.
5 minutes is about up.
Done. To ask the question, what is your gender?
Male.
Okay. What is your age? Would you say 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up?
I'm going to bypass that one. What's next?
Yeah, okay. And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
And again, I'm going to bypass that one because I don't see what it has to do with voting.
Yeah, okay. And do you consider yourself to be either African-American or black?
Again, I'm going to bypass that. It has nothing to do with voting.
Yeah, okay. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Yes, I do own my place.
Okay. And what county do you live in? Adams County or Arapaho County?
I don't know what difference that would make either.
Would you say, for the question, would you say Adams County or Arapaho County?
I'm going to say that has nothing to do with me voting. I mean, I'm a registered voter, so what county I live in, that's where I'll vote. I mean, I don't mind asking your questions, but when you get personal, then I'm not going to answer those questions.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District? You mentioned no?
Not currently, no.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
I say, because, again, you went, I don't know what you said there because you went in and out of some.
Yes. Yes, this concludes our survey. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay, sir?
You too.
Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.